Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are here, as always. Thank God for you and you. Amen. Asking you to consider, amen, Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. He made you. He blessed you. Amen. He's the one that is the creator of all mankind. And but we always thank you to come in and be a part of the program. Amen. We're here, and our desire always is to, from the grassroots levels, amen, to listen to you and have you give your biblical experience, amen, that we can all grow thereby. Amen. Desiring the milk of the word, that we can all grow thereby. Amen. And we are, thank God for whatever condition you're in now. Because tomorrow, you will not get this day back. So we should thank God for it. And yesterday is gone. So we have to make the best of it. We make the best of it in Jesus Christ. He loves us. He cares for us. Amen. Before we even care for ourselves. Amen. That's a plus. Amen. That's a plus because sometimes you worry about who cares for you, who loves you. God loved you before you even knew it. Hear the story, amen, before you even know the story, amen, that he loved you, he cared for you, amen. We're going to pray now. Father, we thank you, oh God, as always, for our gathering. You said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you for waking us up this morning. And I was laying down last night. And Lord, we thank you for the movement of our limbs. Oh Lord, we thank you. Are you blessing us and help us, amen, in times like these. Oh God, you loved us, for we even love ourselves. And we asking you, oh God, in this broadcast as always through your Holy Spirit, give us the revelation of your word and give us the increase of your knowledge that we can grow and understand that whatever happened, you say you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. Welcome again. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are Doctrine of Truth is a broadcast, and our the subject is Get Sparrow Faith. Get sparrow. Sparrow is a bird. Amen. He flies around. Amen. God has instilled in him how to live regardless of what the condition is, the weather, the climate. Amen. God has instilled in this bird, amen, how to live, how to prosper. Amen. From time to time, many of you might see birds flying in the air. Amen. Some of them move during the climate change. Some of them move from city to city. Amen. You don't know that, but they God has instilled in them. Amen. How to live. And many of them just go around singing. Amen. They congregate together. Amen. A certain time of the year, you see different type of birds. Amen. And the Bible speaks of the sparrow. The Bible speaks of the sparrow. Amen. There's a song out. Amen. Religious song. Amen. God have his eyes on the sparrow. Amen. He know he's more precious. Amen. Than a bird itself. But we want to discuss, amen, the faith. Amen. Faith is trust. The trust that those birds have and the instinct that God had put in them. The trust. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Amen. We have a hope in God. Amen. We have a hope in God. We have, amen, God has instilled in us, amen, through the foundation of the world. But he put in us, amen, electronic being through his Holy Spirit. We can use that in termination, amen, that he wants you to work on. He wants you to use. Now, the Lord knows everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. He's everywhere. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. Amen. And he's omnipotent. Amen. Is do you think, amen, and when Jesus made the comments, amen, when Jesus was teaching on the Mount of Olives, and he was told them that, amen, in the last days, he was teaching them about the last days, and they was asking Jesus about the end time. And when Jesus made some comments, amen, notice that the word of God should be our final authority. It is. It is. But we shouldn't grasp it more. Amen. Because God is a God of communication. Amen. Why you say that? Because God is a God of communication. The only way that you accepted Christ, someone told you the story. Amen. It's one big love story all through the Bible. Someone told you that from Genesis to Revelation, God loved you. And it's a story, it's a plan of your redemption. Amen. God will forgive you. Amen. You forgive others. He will forgive you if you accept him as the Lord and Savior. The walk of salvation, amen, is turned upside down and made so easy. Jesus had made it easy through his son. Amen. He took, amen, the payment, amen, and put it on himself. From the beginning of time, amen, God always wanted a payment. Amen. Amen. I'm simplifying this now. God always wanted a payment, amen, for the wrong that man had done. And man didn't voluntarily do this. Man was tricked into doing this because of the type of information, amen, that Adam and Eve received information. And the man, and through Adam and Eve, amen, they were rushed upon. I don't want to simplify it too much, but they was given false information. They was challenged. Amen. Nobody have ever challenged Adam and Eve about what God had told them. And they caught them off guard. Amen. Have anyone that's come upon you, amen, begin to challenge you about your salvation? Amen. They begin to challenge you about how God loved you. Then that should put, since you're listening to this story now and you're in this broadcast, amen, that you should put a check mark somewhere in your notes. Amen. You should be aware of that person. Amen. They purpose coming to you, asking you about your church home, who's your pastor, how often you go to church, and why you do this and why you do this, about your salvation. And some say, amen, about your religion. Whatever they want, whatever approach they make, amen, put a check mark now under warning. Amen. To draw a piece of paper and say, warning plus, amen, this is plus and this is negative. You should put that on the negative. Amen. Faith, say, well, why? This person want to ask me about what God said, about what we're doing at church, and what kind of Bible do you have? And you always hear me emphasizing, amen, make sure the Bible you invested in, amen, is the closest translation to the salvation that you know of from the beginning of time. And we always refer back to the King James. They have many more good translations today. Amen. In English. Amen. They have the King James. They have the Amplified Bible, the American Standard, the New International Bible. Amen. Many more good Bibles that you can go back and John 3:16 says the same thing throughout all those different translations. That God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. And why they say should not come falls in, amen, with the knowledge, amen, of God. The knowledge of God, how God operates. That's part two of your salvation. That's step two. Because step one, accepting the information, and you realize that there's nothing you have done that brought all these sins and all these problems upon you, because it was here before you was born. Sin was here before you was born. Sickness was here before you was born. These viruses and disease was here, and death angels walking around before you was born. They came through, amen, Lucifer, the fallen angel. Amen. And we should not wrap ourselves around anything that celebrate evil. Amen. Death and hell. Because it was not made for human beings. It was not made for you. But since we're in this situation, Jesus came to deliver us, all mankind, amen, from it. But it's an information. It's an informational story. Amen. And you have to be active. You activate Jesus Christ in your life, and you begin to follow his instruction. Amen. Because that's what the word is. God is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. And God still is the word. Amen. So when you wrap yourself around it, God worked through information. And he's information. He's trying to reach me because of the fact why you are so powerful. When he created you in your own image, in his own likeness, amen, you are capable. Amen. Of turning, one person can turn a whole community around. Amen. Do evil or good. Amen. He made you in his own likeness. His own likeness. Amen. In his own image. And he given you so much abilities and powers. Amen. That the enemy want to tone down. That you are nothing. You're not going to be anything. Amen. But all you need is information. If you notice, there are a lot of many kind of cars out there. Amen. There are drag racing cars. There's, amen, sports cars. Amen. The luxury cars. But all they need is a driver. They need a driver. And they need a skillful driver, some of them. They race cars, and drag racing. And, amen. Not only that, but you have all type of vehicles. You got jets. But all they still need is an operator. Somebody skilled and talented enough to operate that vehicle. Amen. And if you're not skillful, amen, you might have problems if it has not learned. If they have not learned properly how to operate among others. Amen. Jets should not be on the road with cars. You know, it's too fast. It doesn't. So et cetera, et cetera. God loved you, and now you're in step two. You're talking about survival. This is really a subject is about survival. And God had implanted, amen, within birds, amen, animals, how to survive. Amen. How to his world, not man's world. Amen. So we have to look at the world in the eyesight, the insight of birds. Amen. Let's look at a bird now. Amen. He doesn't have feet like you or arms like you. Amen. But he's capable, amen, of moving and flying around. Amen. He doesn't have shovels or cars or typewriters or computers in his back pocket, anything. No, but he has a communication. But he moves around. And in this world, he knows where to go and where to find. If you don't find it here, he'll go somewhere else. And if it's not there, amen, sometimes you see flocks come together, they talk, and their own communication. I don't know what to be saying. Amen. Some of you might know how birds talk. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, Jesus made a statement. Amen. And we're going to read a portion in the book of Matthew from King James, and very for many of you. Amen. Because we use the word of God. Amen. And we believe, amen, that he is the final authority, and that's what we work on. Yes, there are other men and women there to help us to clarify and help us to understand, amen, because Proverbs says that 24:6 said the multitude of counselors, there is safety, amen. When you get three or four people instructing you about a situation, Amen. You get understanding. Bible says to get wisdom, all I getting, get understanding. Amen. So we're here under Proverbs 24 and 6, and we're also under Proverbs 27 and 17, says iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. We're trying to help each other. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. The doctrine that the enemy laid out in the beginning with Adam and Eve, it has flaws to it. Amen. And the let's go back to the Garden of Eden for a moment. Amen. Back to the Garden of Eden. So there's flaws to what Satan said to Adam and Eve. He said, the day if you eat of this, God's instruction to you about this tree, amen, is not correct. Amen. He's trying to hide something from you. Amen. That's what the enemy always tries. He always try to throw curiosity, amen, and questioning, amen, God's authority, even your decisions. He might try to come in and give you two or three decisions, amen, about doing this and doing that. Amen. So the Bible said that, and Adam and Eve said, he told him, said, now, if you eat of this tree, amen, you will be like a god. Amen. So that's a little g, God. There are many gods. Amen. You know, mean that you be self-sufficient. Whatever you do, you know better than anybody else, and you're capable of carrying the load and responsibility, and you can fix anything. And you're self-sufficient. You'll make it all right. God trying to hide that from you. So eat up this tree. Don't worry about it. Amen. But God said, no, don't eat up that. It wasn't more about the tree power. No man would have tried to find that tree today. It was about the instructions that really bring power, amen, to mankind. Power is knowledge, amen. The knowledge is power, and money is power, amen. We always allude to that every now and then, amen. In Ecclesiastes 7 and 12, say wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, amen. You have some interpretation that says, amen, that wisdom is power and money is power. Amen. So you're able to defend yourself. Amen. You're able to help yourself when you know right or wrong. You're able to help yourself. You can choose. Amen. So the enemy always wants you to say, well, you know what? I can do this by myself. I don't need that. And that's that selfology, that biology. You find that when you study out in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 concerning Lucifer, the son of the morning. Amen. He wanted to make another heaven. He wanted to make another heaven, a third heaven. Amen. God said, not so. Not so. Not so. You're not going to make another one. Because God made him. And people don't realize, God made Lucifer. God made Lucifer, son of the morning. Amen. God made him and all his buddies that he lied to. And I know them devils break out and fight all the time. Amen. Because they out of heaven now. They can't get back. They can't go back. But, amen, we can repent. Ask God forgive us. Amen. Because we didn't know what happened. And the Lord can let us back in the situations and love and kindness with him. But those fallen angels, they can't make it back. Can't make it back. I might be upset some of you all now. You might be upset about it, but I hope that's not your buddy anymore. Amen. That's your friend and whatever anymore, but I'm sorry. Amen. The Lord ain't not going to let him back in there. He's not coming back. Amen. Because he tried to destroy heaven. He was evicted. He was kicked out. So everything down here on earth that we're going through is because of him. Because of him and his buddies. Amen. In the book of St. Luke, I'm going to read a portion here. Very, very familiar for many of you. Amen. The Lord told people not to worry. Amen. St. Luke 12:22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall, your body, what you shall put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they sow not, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouses nor barns, and God feed them. Oh, how much more valuable are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? And if you then are not able to do at least, why are you anxious for the rest? Notice, amen, sparrow is a bird, amen, and I was reading out of one of the Bibles. I always like to flip against type of Bibles. Amen. This is Thomas Change. Amen. Holy Bible. King James. I was reading there from the King James. Amen. Concerning. And the King James Bible. Amen. In the 12th chapter. That was 12th chapter of St. Luke. Amen. They used the word sparrow. 12:6 said, amen, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not but one of them is forgotten by God? Amen. But even if the hairs of your head are all numbered, fear not, therefore, ye are much more valuable than the sparrow. God knows every hair on your head. Some of mine have been falling off. I can't count them, but they've been falling off. Amen. But notice, the point is about the sparrow. God knows when the sparrows fall and die. God knows, but he instilled in them a trust in his survival mode that he put in them. Amen. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. Amen. Many of you, amen, knows about shopping. Amen. You know about going around asking people when you really want something. I mean, you really desire to be a part of something, to be in something. Amen. Automatically, let's kick in. You just call the ladies, find out, oh, there's a shopping thing, there's a coupon, it's a holiday coming up, I need to go buy this, I need to buy that. And men get to call one another and say, oh, I got to go out and find this. I got to go. You don't realize, amen, that's a system God had put in, seeking, knocking and asking. Lord, give me that first part of his ministry, Matthew 7:7. Seeking, you'll find. Knock. Amen. Didn't know it. I was doing it all the time, knowing, amen, and you know, the enemy take those things. And many of you probably have been involved in that. You know, amen, how evil people will do. They'll go around and they look for places to break in. They go around and look for vulnerable people, amen. They bank accounts. They go around and find, they're looking for the weak, amen. They're looking, amen, people that they can lie to and move them off their salvation, amen. They're seeking. They're looking for information. Amen. And they want to be successful in this. There's no pride in them about, oh, I don't want to ask that person. I want to go to that place. Somebody might see me. Or I want to call there. Amen. No. The sparrow, he just moves around. You fly here. You don't care what community is. You don't care what the day is. He finds the right system, the right time, the right place. He's on the move. In these times, in these days, God's people, God has given information out there. Amen. God's world, not man's world, not your little neighborhood, not what you consider the world. God's world, the whole world, every place that is, and they get you a globe and spin it. Look at it, oh, this is what you're talking about. Yes, this is the world. God so loved the world. He loved the world. Amen. and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, if God told point in place that Joseph found out that it was corn in Egypt. Amen. There are many more people. You have careers, you have certain type of jobs, and some people have seasonal jobs. You see where I'm going now, right? Can you see the picture? Amen. And they move around. They move around on the trust of information they've gotten. Amen. Or they instill insight of God storing them up and moving them. So you need to go check this out. You need to go over here. Amen. You need to do this. You say, well, you know, if I'm going to supply, I'm going to support my family. Amen. I'm going to support myself. If I'm going to get food, I need to go be involved in that. I need to go be involved in that. Amen. You either walk, get on the bicycle, get on public transportation, buy a ride, hitchhike a ride, whatever it takes to get where you need to go. You know when you get there and the information is right, you're going to be successful. In these times when we got floods, we got hurricanes, we got storms, a lot of things are shedding down all over. Amen. And the world is now, it's in chaos and sorrow, Jesus said. And these are times of sorrow. Amen. And not only that, but, the world is headed towards, and the Bible predicts that, concerning 666. Amen. When Lucifer come on the scene using a man, amen, Antichrist, and you have to go through him to get a meal. You have to go through him and take the mark of the beast. Amen. Can you feel it a little bit more? But in all of this, God has got a system. God on the whole world. Amen. He's not going to let his people perish. The birds still will be eating. Amen. Notice the ants. Proverbs 6. The Bible says, consider the ants and be wise. They network together. They work together. We had one of the biggest storms in South Florida. Amen. The Lord showed me about ants. And I called another evangelist. He was talking about ants. I said, well, you know, God is trying to say something out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. And we begin to store up the vision and dreams. I begin to store up water and food and things. And some more of us started. And you know, that hurricane came straight through that area. And it was just like a bomb went off. And those of us that had, we went looking and helping one another. Amen. We have to be smart. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit begin to tell you, you can make it, but I want you to do thus and so. I want you to do thus and so. Amen. If you do this now, amen, don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what you see. Amen. Jesus is in you. He that is in you, 1 John 4, is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. He is more powerful than anything in the world because he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Isn't that right? You're a child of God. Amen. You're a child of God. You're a child of the King, the creator of the whole world. You are a child of the King. And the information that he's trying to get to you, maybe he's told you that before, but it takes, I know we have iron sharpening iron, we have to come together and say, you know what? God told me that, amen, that I need to buy me a boat. God told me I need to get a bicycle. God told me I need to do this. Amen. I can understand now, amen, when the flood came, I had my boat out there. Amen. Amen. When the gas was short, I was on my bicycle. Amen. God will help his people. How would he labor? Amen. You're a child of the King. He can't help you. He can't tell you anything. He wants you to be an example. Amen. To draw other people to him. And the devil's running around laughing and going, this God here, he's no good. He can't help you. Amen. He can't survive. How can he help you? No gas in the world. God done told you there will be no gas. Oh, how kind of God. He is the God of all communication. He's the Word. He's the Word of God. He is God. And you are a child of God. And you have a right for the information. You have a right. You have a right. You know why many people consult familiar spirits and fallen spirits and witchcraft? Because they want to know what's in the spirit world, what's going to happen. But you've been born again. You've been born out of that. And God promised you visions and dreams. Amen. All you say, well, Lord, I need to know what's going to happen. Amen. I can prepare myself that I can help my children, my family. Amen. You might be the Joseph in the family. Amen. So you might, you probably will need to know. Amen. You might need to know. I know you need to know. When we come on these broadcasts, I know you need to know. And all of you are blessed right here. You need to know, amen, how to move in faith. This is faith more. This is not one-on-one faith. Amen. We way down. We're in faith 800. Amen. You down in your masters, in your doctrine of faith now. Amen. Because faith is action. And when you get to know what action to take, amen, that God has given you, you might not need it, but you could help somebody else. Amen. You could only give so much of your bread out of your house without starving your own house. Paul told Timothy, Paul said, listen, Timothy, you help your house first. You can't destroy your own home. I'm paraphrasing now. You can't help give all your meat and your meal and your everything out of your house to help somebody else. No, you have to teach them how to help their own house. You can only do so much. Amen. You can only do so much. But information is enough. Power. Power. Telling them how to operate in Christ. Amen. The young babes, many of them come to Christ. They have learned different ungodly ways to help their family. Amen. But now since they're in Christ, they need to know that same seeking, amen, that same knocking, that same talent and skill. God want to continue for them to work in that way, that same career, but they might have to go to another location to work in that same career in that same location. Amen. They might need to some jobs move. Amen. Construction jobs move. Amen. Their other jobs move. Seasonal jobs move. Amen. There's a lot of transit going on, a lot of commuting going on, but yet and still, God still love them. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Even. And we'll get into that even part. Now, even to the end of the world, things that are happening. Climate changes. Pandemics are happening. Amen. But God is still there. God is still there. All right. We're down in the bottom part of the hour where we're getting ready to open up the lines and hear what you have to say about faith. Amen. We're not on one-on-one faith now. Now, we're way out above that. Amen. You understand what faith is, trusting in God. Without trusting God, you can't please him. So you take your name out of the equation. You got to put God and say, oh, Lord, help me, God. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Fear come in. Amen. Don't you know when these occult groups get ready to, amen, how they brainwash people? Amen. So many of my studies, I find out they begin to repeat things. And take, for example, your favorite store, your favorite restaurant. You know they've been in business 100,000 years. But why they keep continuing to advertise? They want to keep you on their mind. Your mind should be on them for everything. Oh, I need a glass of water. You go to that restaurant. Oh, I need a pair of shoes. You go to the other stores in town. So the enemy want to brainwash you that God can't do nothing. And the more you listen to him, your mind gets settled back. Amen. That's why Paul said, you got to renew your mind. It's educational now. God has given you, you're part of the family. You're part of Christ. Amen. You're a child of God. Put your chest out. Amen. Right all over the bathroom, all over your hands and feet. You're a child of God. And you can't lose. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. So stop thinking negative. The more you think negative, you get more fearful. If you think positive, you'll be positive. Amen. your favorite team, a basketball team, a football team, they lose a game, say, oh, we lost one. I didn't worry about it. We're not going to lose the next one. Amen. Yes, you lost something. Amen. Let it go. Let's pick up something. Let's move on. Let's move on. Birds, amen. You can run the birds off. You can go to the left with the bird, to the right to the bird, and next thing you know, amen, he's down the street somewhere. That's, if you can put a little label on that bird, he's down the street looking for somewhere. If you don't have no food, he just shoot, he take off and go somewhere else. He doesn't sit there. Faith. Watch the birds. Watch the little animals. They have faith and trust in God. Amen. Those of you that's coming in for the first time, amen, this broadcast, God bless you. Amen. Our website is www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You go down to the bottom of the page. Amen. You'll find us on Facebook. You'll find us on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. On Sundays. Amen. And Wednesday night, we have a broadcast. Amen. Those of you, amen, you coming in, how we operate this broadcast, we always give you area code, and we call the last four digits of your broadcast, of your telephone number, because you can always go back and visit these broadcasts. They're pre-recorded for the last 4 or 5 years. Amen. 24 hours a day, you can go on your computer and go to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Now we're going to open up the studio to hear from you. Amen. And we're going to 561-1086. 561-1086. Bless you.
Greetings tonight. It's an honor and a privilege to be the first caller tonight. I want to give honor and respect to Dr. Truth, the covering, the founder, the visionary of, amen, Jesus International Ministries. And thank God for hands of praise, hands of praise as of today. We are now Hands of Praise Outreach Ministries. And thank God for the lesson tonight, dealing with faith. Knowing that tonight faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So tonight, we the people of God, in spite of this pandemic, in spite of what's going on even now, even in my family, I had to question myself, amen, how to keep the faith, amen, getting the news, amen, of my cousin being murdered, found dead in his car, amen, was a little nerve-shaking, having my roof caved inside of my apartment, losing my bed, which is materialistic, trying to get the 501c3 for the ministry and the fund biz. Amen. We have the cash out, but just certain areas, there was a lot of thought there. But tonight, I thank God for Dr. Truth. Amen. And we are advertising. Amen. We are trying to advertise. Amen. For him and for those that cannot get him directly, you can go to Hands Praise, and then we got to figure out a way to do it for Jesus International to maybe share it. Maybe I could share it to Dr. Truth so he could share it to his people on the north end. And I'm working, amen. I want everybody to know I'm doing the best I can to work the north, to work the south end.
All right.
Amen. So we thank God for Dr. Truth in Jesus' name. God bless tonight.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Amen. We want to try to, amen, we have the studio full. We want to try to help hear from as much people as we possibly can, amen, about faith, amen, your seeking, your looking, amen. Have you, how have you been operating, amen, in faith? Have you been operating in faith? Or are you just expecting people to come to you? Amen. It's possible. Amen. God will send people to you in prayer. Yes, he will. Amen. You got to plant the seeds. Amen. But now we're talking about, amen, the birds and the seeking. Actually, it's seeking you'll find. Amen. Seeking you'll find in this time of sorrow. Time of sorrow. And this is going to be one of the advanced, that we say advanced 800 class, amen, in faith, because we know without faith it's impossible to please God without trusting God. But if we look at the little animals and look at the classes and the things that they do, and some of you have ants in your houses or no ants around, and you be spraying them and you be the exterminator come around, and if you don't be careful, the next 3 or 4 months you find some more ants. Amen. So we're talking about faith in this time. Yes, God has given his people a sense of still how to survive the world now. We don't, your neighborhood might not be big enough to handle the situation. Amen. God might have you to go out of your neighborhood, out in another direction to provide for your home. Amen. Joseph went down to Egypt to find corn. Amen. Maybe some of you have relocated your career, or drive back and forth, commute. And how did that happen? Amen. That's why we work here on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. That we can help one another. Somebody might need to have that. I know we need that insurance. You can insure someone else. They want to talk to you. Maybe you had a dream. A vision. We talk about vision and dream as well. Amen. Just consider. Amen. God has not forsaken his people. God works on communication. He works through knowledge. He's a God of knowledge. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. And if you put 1 on your phone, then we'll give you an area code and the last 4 digits. We have 850-2337.
Good evening, Bishop.
Bless
How's
you.
Everyone out there? God bless you, and God bless this subject. I, you know, a couple of scriptures. Well, I got 93 in the King James Version about faith, but Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that something is going to happen, even if I can't see it. And that's the gist of my faith. When I walk in faith and I walk in love and I walk in hope and I walk in joy and peace and the fruits of the Spirit, I know God, the promises of God. He promised what he going to do, and his promise never come back void. His word never come back void. It never fail. It go out and do what it's intended to do. And once I believe and I see the Holy Spirit, once I believe and I carry myself in the right and love Jesus Christ with all that's in me, everything going to be all right, Bishop. Everything. Not just, he promised that. And he don't lie. He's a God to tell the truth. And that's what I believe in. I believe in this Bible study. I believe in this Bible I got here. And I believe that God's first, then me and my family. Then I could help somebody else. And that's my faith today. Thank you for this. Thank you for this Bible study. Thank you, Bishop, for the vision.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. I was looking at a document one time, and this man was walking through, amen, this marketplace. And he was just looking around, amen, and looking around. Then he found what he was looking for, Amen. He got what he's looking for. He went on a little bit further, you know. And that's how we have to look at the world. We have to look at the world through the revelation that God owns everything. He and you are His child. You are somebody. You are somebody. Amen. And you've been lied to about survival in Christ. I know. Amen. I know I'm taking up your time. Just push one, and my technician will put you in. Amen. Those that want to say something, amen, and we'll give you, we call out your area code and last four digits. Amen. And I was young in Christ, and a man came up to me, and he said, Evangelist. Yes, sir. Oh, you evangelist. You know God don't want us to have nothing on this earth now. You know we're going to heaven now. We don't supposed to have nothing on this earth. Amen. I want you to understand that when he got through with me, I was so down. Amen. And thank God in my circle, amen, my aunts and mother and all of them been praying for me and were glad for me to be saved. And they said, what's wrong? I said, well, I still love Jesus now. I don't care. And this man told me I don't supposed to have nothing in this world. And they said, hold on. Where is that devil at? Where that devil at? I said, oh, my God, they call a man the devil. Amen. He knew I didn't know the word. He knew it. He knew I was so young. I barely can quote John 3:16 and St. John 14. He knew. That's where the enemy come after you. He come after you because you don't know the word, and they begin to put all these, say, you don't need this. You don't supposed to have. Yes, we going to heaven, but you're still living here. You're still living here, and God has put a system out there for his people. Let us know, amen, amen. You can go out, you can find, seek, and you will find. Just don't limit yourself. Just don't limit yourself, amen. Proverbs 24:16, he said, for a just man falls down seven times, and he can rise up again. You can make mistakes, yes. Things can happen to you. Yes, things can happen to you. In Proverbs 24, and 32-34 saying about the lazy man. The lazy man. Say, oh, there's a lion out there in the road. I ain't going. I'm not going outdoors. And, oh, there's a lion out there waiting on me. No. Get up, move. Amen. Not only are you helping God to give God approval on his word, you put his word out there. You trust it on God's word. You can press one on your phone, brother man. Amen. We don't want to take up your time. Amen. We thank God for the studio being filled up. We thank God for you being here. Amen. If you want to make a comment about, maybe it might not be about faith. Maybe it's something that you need to talk about, but it's not personal. We don't get very personal. We don't fight. We don't fight against doctrine or anything because, you know, God has brought you here. Amen. And he wants you to grow. Amen. He wants us to talk. Amen. Encourage one another in Christ. Amen. That you can help other people. Amen. You don't know how many people are watching you. You don't know how many people are watching. The last survey that I read about how many people you can affect by 500, and you know, that's about 10 years ago or more. Amen. You can affect 500 people or more just by looking at people watching you, how you dress, how you talk. Amen. And how you still live and smile through the things that is going on today. Amen. The love of God, amen, is in you to help others. You are the light of the world. You are what kind of light? It's information light. The light that showing people they still can walk upright and live right. Amen. And God will help them through instruction. Read that Bible. Read it. It doesn't. It's not saying that after this broadcast you can't read your Bible. Read it anytime you feel like it. Anytime you go, any time of night or day, let's read it because you want information. Get you a Bible dictionary, get you a concordance, amen, and get you a Bible, American Standard. But make sure you have the right Bible that you can read. It has John 3:16. And many more, amen, and begin to study the Bible. Study the Bible. Amen. To get with people you know who's saved, been saved before you, been walking upright before you. material things, they get it, they have it, they don't have it, thank God, it doesn't matter to them. Because they know God can replace material things. That's what the devil throwed out there with it. When Jesus tried to trap Jesus out there on the mountain when he was weak and fasting. And now many people are weak. They didn't have to fast, but now people are weak and spiritually weak and hungry because of the things that they was dependent on. And the enemy coming after them said, oh, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you this. And they want you to sell your soul. You don't have to sell your soul, amen, for a part of the soup. And one of the brothers did early part of it in the book of Genesis. He sold his birthright. Amen. Don't sell your soul, amen, for a hamburger, a steak dinner, amen, or some popcorn, because you're going to be hungry after a while. Amen. God will show you how to get your own farm and grow your own popcorn. Amen. And just stay with him. Stay with him, because you represent hell. You're a child of a king. Amen. Recognize that you're a child of the king and talk to God like you know he is your father. That's what Jesus said. The model prayer, our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. Press one on your phone, brethren. Press one on your phone. Amen. It's your time to express yourself. You might have a question or comment, or you might have a dream or vision. How did God lead you and guide you? Amen. You know, that is your test in life. We always, amen, be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8, amen. Those who are children of God are led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's smarter than what you think he is. Yes, he is, too. He's smarter than you. Amen. And you address him, amen, that you are just a blade of grass, a vapor. Here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. Fear God and keep his commandments. You can go far with him. Amen. Press one, brethren. Press one. After a while, we're going to go into prayer, but we can take two more comments. Amen. About faith. About faith. Amen. We're past one-on-one faith class. We are way out of 800 class. You working on your doctrine theses tonight. Amen, about faith, because, amen, there's some good examples out there, amen, in the animal kingdom. All right, we're going to go to 561, 1413.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Bishop. Praise the Lord, everybody out there in Blog Talk Land. I just want to say I thank God since I stopped working for Salvation Army 3 years ago, God has been keeping us by faith. I thank God that when I ask and I seek him, he gives me just what I need. And when I put my hand forth in faith, everything manifests miraculously because I do some works as well as asking for what I desire of the Lord. And I try to make sure I'm obedient. So I just want to say I thank God by faith. He's been keeping me and he's been keeping us, and he makes a way out of no way. And I thank God for, by faith, Blog Talk Radio is still going, still touching thousands and thousands upon thousands of lives. So I'm grateful for that. And this is faith just by us to be able to commune together over the phone during this pandemic. God bless you all.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you by testimony. Amen. Those that are working for yourself, God will take care of you. Amen. You can work for others, and God still will take care of you. Amen. My mind fell on Isaiah 1, Isaiah the first chapter. He said, come now, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together. Said the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, it shall be white as snow. And though they be red like brimstone, they be like wool. If you be willing and obedient, willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land. That's one of my pit way back. If you be willing to do what God say do, and obedient, willing to what? Witness, keep his commandments, Amen. You eat good. What's that good, brother? I don't know, shrimp, chicken, steak, cornbread. Amen. I don't know, sushi. Whatever's good out there. God, you'll eat good. Amen. All right, can we take one more caller? One more caller. Let's press one on your phone. And we're going to go into prayer for those that you know are struggling. Amen. Those of you that's, you know, you might know a friend or brother in the Lord or some other young man, young woman. Say, I will go to church. I will be involved, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh, God. Just tell them, say, that's why you haven't been there, because you don't know. And instruct them. Let them know, amen, Jesus is the bank account. Amen. When Jesus told Peter where to go and get the gold. Jesus told Peter then where, amen, where the fish were. They work for themselves. Amen. God can give you one big bundle. Amen. One big harvest. Look at the farmers. Amen. They plant those seeds by faith. And they just work on and work on it. And when the harvest come, amen, they make enough to for a whole 2 years sometime. Amen. They work on faith. Yes, those that do big crowds and big concerts and big sales once a year. Amen. Big the fishermen come to market. Amen. The farmers come. They live off by faith. There's many more people out there than living by faith. And God just want to stretch your intelligence and stretch your mind. Amen. 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 And be encouraged about it. Amen. And be proud about it, that you're helping your family, you're helping your homes, and you can encourage others. Amen. Give them information to help themselves. Amen. Not only that, but when you, God help you. God help you. Now we got to go in prayer now, brother. We thank God for you, all of you tonight, for being here today, tomorrow. Amen. You can push one on your phone and take about three real short prayers. Amen. Praying for the brethren and sisters in Christ. Amen. As we go forward. Amen. God love you. Amen. God love you and he care for you. And but you just need, Hosea said, my people are being destroyed for lack. Amen. That doesn't mean you're not saved. Amen. But you can do more. You can walk upright and help others. Amen. If you just know, amen, how to activate yourself. Amen. Shake it off and move on. Press one on your phone. Brother, we're down now. I guess we can take two prayers. Just press one on your phone. Our technician will put you in. Amen. All right. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us under your precious wing. And thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, Lord, in this time. Lord, it's turbulence on the outside, but on the inside is so much joy and peace. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping you before our face, Lord, so we don't get brainwashed by the things of this world, Lord, by just hiding you on the tips of our hearts. And, Lord, being mindful daily that we are to worship and praise you and love one another in spirit and worship you in truth. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. One more short prayer, very short prayer. All right. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ. Amen. Keep repeating that to you. Keep repeating that yourself. Amen. Brainwash yourself from the old things. Amen. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Don't let the cult brainwash you that you're nothing. That I can do all things in Christ. I'm a child of God. I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Jesus is with me. Amen. He's in me. He's around me. I'm going to be successful today, tomorrow, throughout. Jesus loved me. Okay, we're going 561-5981. Short prayer.
My Father, we want to thank you again for such a great lesson tonight on faith. You tell us, dear God, you say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for the bishop, dear God. We ask you, God, to bless each and everyone to remember, keep the faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
God bless you. Until next time, we love you. Amen. Keep the faith. Nothing else. Find your bird to look at tomorrow. Amen. And if you can talk to him, ask him where he been and what he's doing. The next time, Bishop Poon, we love you. God bless you.